day. And before I could walk, I had a wrench in my hand. I was my mother's mind. My daddy's second chance. He went in over here. First thing went crow, and it all started with his eyes. I said, Superman, still cold. He never lost his touch when he got on the road. He knew how to make it grow. He knew what made him go to see his name and get the name. To reach the end. Once you put it on the floor, one time there ain't no turning back. Every Saturday, he'd take me out to the garage. He'd take me into the book, fill it full of Asian words. He'd sit me down the floor and have it for me on the floor. I'd have to tell him what each one was and what each one was for. He could always pick the winner before they ever took a curve. Number three might have a car for the brakes got to wear. The 14-18 that is set out pretty soon. They opened up the race. We won't believe it. Taught you all about it. Taught you everything I know. You gotta have a car to do it. You gotta work by your own. Was a Mustang number two. Nobody kept winning long. They kept a pair of shoes. They started showing up. Every used car lot in town. If he ain't on the go-kart, he turns nobody down. Me and Daddy and my uncle took her home and we tore her down. We checked her out real good, cleaned her up, bored her out. Took out all the seats, pulled the carpet off the floors. All the glass and we welded up the door. Well, the first time that I raised my qualifying was the same. I started out red in the back and came back about the same. Pulled her in the pit, couldn't look my daddy in the eye. He said, if you run now, son, it's gonna haunt you all your life. The best you could have done, and knowing that it's in you, and you never let it out, it's worse than blowing any engine or any wreck you'll ever have. Since then I wrecked a bunch of cars and I broke a bunch of bones. It's anybody's race out there, and I learned to run my own. I'd shove them in the wall, and I'd hit them from behind. I'd let them know that I was there. I'd let them know that track was mine. It's been several years since my daddy passed away, but his picture's on my desk every time I go to race. Lost more than I won, but I ain't gonna give up till they put me in the ground and daddy's name is on it. Thank you.
First time I've ever done that in front of anybody, so you're the first.
So what kind of story do you want to hear? You want to hear a dirty story, don't you? It's Friday night, you want to hear a dirty story. Alright, we got you a dirty story in the form of a song. This song's about a couple that I used to know a long time ago that are long since taking contracts on each other. You know, sometimes it don't work out. Sometimes it's just cheaper to kill her. or him, you know. I'm not passing judgment and I ain't saying it's okay. I'm just saying, sometimes it's easier to take a contract out on them than to go through all that process. And lose all your records. So I think this was like the third or fourth song that I wrote for the Drive-By Truckers before we had such a band. And I know it's the third song that we recorded as a band. And so this one's called Margo and Harold.